On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Oh, we're joined by Glenn Stanton from Focus on the Family and The Daily Citizen. TheDailyCitizen.org is where to go to find all kinds of content, including content provided by Glenn. Glenn, welcome back. It's been a few.
Yep, it has been a few. I'm good to be back with you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, you are an all-star. I know you don't want to hear that, but you, and you know, when you play on an all-star team, you get subs like we were blessed with Zachary Mettler to join us for a couple of weeks and he did not miss a beat, but we're happy to have you back because we have some really important stuff to be covering on today's segment. Looking at an article that you recently worked on for The Daily Citizen. It's an article titled, When Academics Sexualize Children. And, you know, parents, you might consider little ears during this one because of the content we're going through, but it's important that we do. As the adults in the room that are prepared to protect our children, Glenn.
Yep. I mean, this is a remarkable thing. And first of all, I have to say, you know, just kudos to Zach for filling in for me the last couple of weeks. And he thoroughly enjoyed being on with you. But yeah, this is an article that I just had to write up because I follow these kind of academic developments. It's part of my job here at Focus to see what scholars are writing about. And I'm usually looking for good stuff when they write, you know, to promote God's ideal of family. Unwittingly, they often do, talking about how important marriage is and parenthood and mothers and fathers and the role that they play in the lives of children. But every once in a while, you come upon extremely disturbing articles. And this was an article that was published in a journal that is run by the American Sociological Association, just a, you know, a otherwise really good academic institution. And this was in the journal Sex and Sexualities, and it's entitled Childhood Sexualities on Pleasure and the Meaning and Meaning from the Margins, which is essentially this horrible, it's written by a scholar in South Africa. She's a woman. Women are usually very heightenedly protective of children, but she is writing this like just absolutely insane article about how studying and exploring and promoting childhood sexuality. And she's very clear that this is done by adults. And it's just very disturbing. And it's important for your listeners, for Christians, to understand how dark some of this stuff goes. And so, yeah, that's what we're here to talk about today. And they can find the article at Daily Citizen. And it's right there toward the top. And yeah, we need to be able to talk about this stuff. Scripture says that, you know, we need to expose darkness. We don't need to concentrate on darkness. We don't need to obsess about darkness. But when darkness shows itself, we need to be willing to talk about it. And this is one of those instances.
Well, you know, as we've watched our Western culture, things deteriorate, seeing things that are abominations to God when it comes to sexuality, and you know, whether it's the gender dysphoria conversations that have been had in the last few years, or same-sex unions. I hesitate to say marriage because it's kind of like the rainbow. These are things that were ours first as Christians, and the enemy does a great job of taking what is God's and imitating it. And you know, when we were walking through some of these things in the past, I just remember saying, you know, the next thing is going to be pedophilia is acceptable.
Yeah.
Which of course we know it's not. And our biblical worldview will never be. But yeah, when you mention the study of childhood sexuality and what exactly that means and stuff, you know, I boggles the mind to think, what do you mean studying it?
Well, let me give you this quote. It starts out from the very beginning. This article repositions childhood sexualities within a pleasure-centered, globally oriented, and power-aware frame informed by feminist, queer, and decolonial perspectives. I mean, she put all the DEI kind of buzzwords in there and all the leftists speak. But yeah, what they're talking about is this is an opening up the idea of sexuality for children. And I mean, another quote here, and this is a quote, sexual pleasure and meaning are integral to understanding why children do what they do and how they can be supported to lead healthier, happier lives. It is time for sexuality research to hone in on the meanings of sexual pleasure for children and young people. Like, this is like absolutely dark, sick stuff. And the American Sociological Association received this commentary article and, you know, thought that this was worth republishing. And they did. And parents need to know, this is why this is important. I mean, it boggles my mind. Like, oh no, this can't be a real thing. Adults, responsible adults, wouldn't be writing and talking about this kind of thing, but they absolutely are. And they're doing it under the name of sociological research and academic pursuits.
And shamelessly doing so.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's interesting, I this is a super personal kind of thing, but I look up the scholar. And she's a South African scholar. She's a woman. And she looks like a completely normal individual. I mean, she's not, you know, she doesn't look like one of these radical. But see, that's what concerns. That's what should be so concerning is.
Well, this is where this is where I went earlier with what the enemy does.
Yeah.
I mean, Satan is an angel of light. You know, he's a creation of God. To look at beautiful, it's exactly where you were going. It's scary because, oh, well, this is someone from academia who doesn't look like they're off the rocker. And not that we should judge a book by its cover listen to the content, of what they're, and that's exactly what we're doing. However, we know that as humans, many of us are like, well, this is a normal person. Listen, they have credentials. Anyway, I interrupted.
Here's another quote that she shares. And I write in my article, the author makes her intentions known in the conclusion of the article stating, and here's where the quote starts. Our focus is more than just an inversion of the usual risk-focused narrative. So she's like, oh yeah, people talk about sex with, you know, sexuality in children, like, you know, how do we protect them? She says, this is a call to transform how we think about childhood sexuality and whose experiences we value. I mean, like, that is crazy stuff.
Yeah,
that we're living in today.
We should be, you know, we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds with the things of God and what he has prepared for us through salvation through Jesus Christ and renewing in a born-again experience in Christianity and the things that honor him. And this does not do that.
No, and that's exactly right. And I finish my article with the words of Jesus in Luke 17:2, where he says, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and were cast into the sea, that he should cause one of these little ones, these children, to stumble. I mean, Jesus had extremely strong words for people who mess with children, for people who deceive and take children off into things that they should never be involved in. And that is exactly what this article does. And again, this is in an academic journal published by the American Sociological Association. And parents, you know, not to be fearful, not to be worrisome, but just to know that this is the age that we are living in. And what this is doing is an effort to delegitimize the boundaries of age of consent, things like that, and to break down the walls even further of what is proper for sexuality. And we have to understand that, I mean, get this, the very first command that God gave humans was nothing about a tree. It was to go forth and multiply. And of course, that is a sexual act. Sexuality is something that God created as fundamentally good, and it exists between a husband and a wife who are married. Perversion happens when we try to redefine this and say that it can happen in all kinds of different forms. And back in the 60s and 70s, it was, you know what, you don't have to be married, and cohabitation is just fine, and sexual freedom is great. But here we are today, you know, not just breaking the marriage boundary, but breaking the age boundary and the child protection and innocent boundary. And there is hardly anything more evil than that. And we have to just call it out.
Yeah, and not to make it, well, as dark, another dark aspect, but, you know, how far behind is bestiality?
Well, I mean, in a way, and I know exactly what you're saying, but, you know, even the like, well, the slippery slope gets worse. No, children, this is, messing with children is as bad as it gets, you know? Because of the innocence and because of the image of God nature of children. And that's another thing in here is, you know, she goes, what is clear is that the notion of childhood sexual innocence is not a natural construct. She is breaking down this thing that everybody knows, that the innocence of a child is sacrosanct, that it is fundamental, that it is basic. And she's saying like, no, the innocence of a child is not natural. It's just something that some people created. But like, we know this universally. The human indication and the human drive is to protect children. Yeah. And to keep their innocence intact. So this is an attack upon that.
We appreciate you and Focus on the Family and the Daily Citizen sounding the alarm. And, you know, I don't think I would often be accused of being an alarmist, and I might hear, however, but take a look at the landscape. Look at LGBTQ plus drag queen readings, story hours, and you know, as we watch academia potentially undemonize pedophilia, that they may be the next one sitting in the library reading to the kids. I mean, and like you said, don't panic, but be aware, be prepared, and be informed and be involved in, you know, not just at school. And listen, whether it's public school or at a Christian school or a private school, you know, just be aware of where your kids are, maybe not at school, maybe, you know, maybe at daycare, whatever.
Well, really this, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a scary thought. And, you know, when we look for, and you touched on some action points earlier, Christian, we should all be on our knees about this, that we would see our children protected and we would be given the wisdom to see where the enemy is wanting to sneak in and be able to decipher right past the word salad that's given to us by people like this in academia that make it sound like it's, well, okay, they're the smart people. smart and wise are not the same thing. Just be aware. And Glenn, I'll throw it back to you if you have any final thoughts on it.
No, I would just end exactly where you ended. And that is for parents, again, like we have such a responsibility to care for and to protect our children and not to be freaked out about these things, but to be wary that in this age is growing darker and darker and darker. And our children need our wariness and our protection more than ever. So the calling to parents and parenthood is so tremendously important. And really, that's the button that I want to put at the end of this.
All right. Well, Glenn, we appreciate your time and look forward to catching up with you again.
Look forward to it, Steve. Thank you, man.
All right. And thank you for logging on and checking out the dailycitizen.org. Remember, there's an opportunity for you to get their weekly newsletter. You'll find details on the website and find other stories pertinent to the things that are important to you and your family and your faith. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.